Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ.
Morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. Brother Tansel has always done an amazing job, so I'm asking you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning to all of our callers on this Friday morning, May the 20th, 2022. Thank you so much for giving us a listening ear this morning and for just leaning in and just hearing a word from God this morning. I'm back in my home state of Tennessee, And this weekend, actually tonight, my nephew graduates from high school, Thomas Tansel III. So he'll be the last nephew in my immediate family that's graduating from high school. So the last one to leave the nest, so to speak. And you think about graduates and what lies ahead for them. You know, they've been attending school all their lives, and everything you poured into them as a parent, it just makes you proud that you've done all you can to get your child to that point. Now it's almost time for the bird to leave the nest, right? They've been at home for quite a while, so they start kind of dipping their toe in the world a little bit. And a parent would tell you long before about the time they hit the teenage years that they're starting to smell themselves a little bit, starting to question everything. I think I got life figured out at 11, 12, 13. We know how kids are. But when they've been brought up in the church and the Lord and you've done all you can, this is where the test comes in. But whether your child succeeds or fails, that doesn't reflect poorly on you as a parent. You've done all you can. You've poured into the child, right? The child has to take ownership of their life. And what you're doing over the years is just grooming that child to become. So we hope and we pray for all of our graduates to become what God wants them to become, to fulfill his purpose that he has for them. So that's going to be one of our prayers today, and we'll certainly pray for everyone on the call. So today we're talking about discovering your spiritual gifts. In light of the Holy Spirit's work in giving us spiritual gifts, it's important for every Christian to discover his or her spiritual gift. Demonstrate that gift in the ministry and develop it to its fullest potential. And doing so will not only strengthen a Christian's personal relationship with God, but will be an encouragement to the body of Christ as well. In Ephesians 2:10, it tells us, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." In Proverbs 4:20, it tells us, "My son, attend to my words." In other words, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. So listen up and lean into what I'm saying. When you attend to the words of the Lord, what is it that you desire when you're listening? Are you thinking about what you desire? What are you looking for? Are you looking for what God is looking for in you? And sometimes we don't know what our gifts are. Have you ever prayed and asked God to reveal his gift that he's given you? What is the magic gift that people tell you that, oh, you make the best apple pie, you make the best pecan pie, you make the best cookies, or you're the best caregiver. You're always there for somebody, and you know what to say and just how to calm down a situation. Whatever your gift is, use it for God's purpose and use it for good. What did David say in Psalms 57:2? He said, "I will cry out unto God, Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me." Psalms 37 verses 4-5 tells us to delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So if we ask him to reveal our gift, if we tell him our desire to use that gift for his purpose, and we commit thy way to the Lord, we are well on our way to exploiting this gift in the ministry, in the church, and in the community, and in the world, and in our families, and we're making the world a better place. Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 13 says, and he himself gave some of these gifts. We're talking about gifts here. And he himself gave some to the apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipment of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fulfillment of Christ. So everyone has gifts to bring. examine yourself. How are you walking today? How are you talking today? Or are you using the gifts God has given you to fulfill his purpose in you? So how do we know what our gift is? You know, there's several ways you can discover this. You know, you can kind of test yourself. You know, see, look at some areas that you're good at. Think about them. Write them down. What is it that people tell you? Sometimes you can't rely on what people tell you, but what do people tell you you're good at? You know, look at your personal ministry passion. What is it that you like doing for the community? That's probably a pretty good indicator. And what is it you like doing for your family? You're probably gifted in an area that you never thought of. Then compare yourself to the standard profile of a person in some area that's similar to that. Just find someone that's doing something similar. You're like, you know, that sort of reminds me of this area. Maybe that's an area I should double down and focus on as far as giving back to the ministry and the church. And every time we speak about ministry, it doesn't necessarily mean the church ministry. Your home is a ministry. The community is a ministry. So if we stay in the mind of ministry, we're always ministering to people. So before COVID, many churches experienced a shortage of workers, you know, helping in the service because church members sometimes don't use their gifts in the ministry. We have a lot of talented people. And by simply making it known, most Christians can quickly learn of several ministry opportunities. We wait sometimes to be asked, but don't wait. God is asking us to step up and share that gift for his service. So what does the Bible say about gifts? 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 7 says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences in administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh in all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." So God has given every one of us an opportunity to use our gifts. And for the sake of time, we're moving on a little bit. We're going to hit Romans 12, verses 6 through 8. So all of us have different gifts. And when we look at this verse, it tells us, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given in us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. If your gift is ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth, then start teaching. He that exhorteth, start exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. And he that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness." Some folks are always just gracious, kind, and cheerful, and that is their gift. They talk to people in a very calm way, and they're able to see above the situation and above the cloud and just share, hey, here's what good really looks like. Every one of us have gifts, and I would ask us to look inside and find that and double down on that gift when you're using it for God's purpose every single day. Well, that's our message today, and I hope you have found your gift or you're looking for it or you're praying to God and ask him to reveal it, and he will reveal it in us. Would you bow with me today in a word of prayer? Father, thank you so much for this lovely day. Thank you for the graduates that are graduating from schools across the country and across the world. Whether it's college or high school, we're praying for my nephew, Thomas Allen Tansel III in particular, that with him joining the Air Force and serving, he will learn the discipline he needs to succeed in life and just be a great citizen that contributes to society, but more importantly, that he finds his gift in what he's doing so he can serve the purpose that you have in him. Father, we pray for all of our military service members, and we pray for their families. The entire family serves when someone's away from home. And we never stop thinking about them and praying for them, for their safety, but for their ability to serve in a different capacity. Lord, give them all the tools they need to be successful. Thank you for the lovely folks on this call who stand in need of prayer, Lord, whether it's surgery, bereavement, or a job promotion, or a job that hasn't come yet. We know that you're just around the corner, Lord, to unlock that door and show us, hey, you have this gift. I'm just building your confidence. You can do what you want if you put your mind to it. We're one person or one network away, Lord, and that door is always opening whenever you tell us, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. We just have to look for it. Father, we pray for the people on the road, our truckers, that they transport goods to and fro safely. We pray that our drivers become more attentive to the road and stay off of the phones. And we pray for people that don't seem to know how to tone down the road rage, which causes so many accidents across the country, Lord. Keep us safe when we're traveling. Give us great services this weekend in our church ministries, and keep us growing. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, God, for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.